It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, speaking of injuries or maybe being bruised and beat up, the Braves drop game one of the wild card series to the Padres 4-0. And A.J. Smith-Shawver struggled pretty early in this one.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw the look on his face when he was being pulled. And I guess what was it, the second inning? He felt bad for the kid, right? He's put in an impossible situation against a really good team, really good offense. As soon as Arias got that first hit, I was like, dude, he squared that ball up pretty good, and then you see the Tatis ball fly, and you're like, this is worst case scenario in terms of what you're getting here. And the atmosphere was great. You take your cap off. There's a lot of takeaways from the game yesterday, but you never want to see A.J. Smith-Shawver put in a situation where it almost looks like he's about to cry as he's getting pulled, man. He was just like, you could just see the look on his face. I wanted to do better for this squad, and he wasn't able to step up given the situation, man. I just don't see that.
Yeah, My thoughts on how that could go was pretty off. You know, I thought maybe it would be a situation where it wouldn't be too big for him because he just wouldn't understand. You know, you're like, I think it's harder and harder to think that in today's world with social media and, you know, these kids grew up being able to watch every baseball game, every playoff game. It's just completely different. It was a great atmosphere, but I mean, you know, give them credit. They jumped on him early. They didn't give him a chance to settle in. They didn't give him a chance to kind of, you know, He threw some balls early, and then he had to work his way back. And you said Arise got that hit, and then Tatis just was waiting. He was in the weeds waiting. He jumped on him quickly, and a 2-0 lead last night might have been 12-0, 10-0, 8-0. It was massive. I did not appreciate the strike zone.
I was going to ask because the Braves did not do well when it came. The strikes and Michael King pretty much lit things up.
Yeah, and it started early. Michael Harris, look, we had a chance to get right back in it because Michael Harris leads off. You know, A.J. Smith-Shawver, credit, he limited damage, but Michael Harris gets a hit right off the, I think, first pitch, and then Ozzie looked kind of silly swinging at a sweeper. He struck out on the same sweeper twice out of the zone. Yeah, it was nasty. But then Ozuna, I felt like, got a raw deal with some of the calls against him. A couple of those, even a third strike, was low, and it was a framed, and you can't complain always because, look, they didn't do enough. But Olsen came up to the plate with a chance to do something multiple times. Soler came up to the plate with a chance to do something, and they didn't do anything. And it was much like a lot of games we've seen this team play all season.
I think, too, one of the biggest stat categories that you'll take away from yesterday. First of all, and I'm going to make this really quick, but you got to give a hat tip to the bullpen of the Braves. A.J. Smith-Shawver had his struggles, and then the Braves really kind of went on cruise control as far as the pitching goes, and some of the guys that came in, and Aaron Bummer and Jesse Chavez and some of the other names. The left on base, the Braves have 11 runners left on base last night, and really that's kind of the story of what this offense has been, Tiff. It's unfortunate. There's been a lack of timely hitting. And even when you out-hit the Padres, they got more timely hitting than you, and they move runners across home plate.
Good news is it is a best-of-three series. So game two is going down tonight. And I would ask you guys if you think this team can bounce back.
I think they can push it to a game three. Well, I will say this. There was a stat that flashed across the TV last night. I don't know if you saw, Bo. And I don't even remember if it was in the Braves game. It might have been the earlier game where it said the teams that won game one won the series in these three-game series 88% of the time.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Yeah,
that's going to be an unfortunate stat.
I mean, that kind of makes sense considering, it's a three-game series. And, and all of the, all of these games are also in one place. So there's a complete home field advantage if you can jump out to a start. But look, we have, to me, one of the best left-handed pitchers in the league going tonight, coming off a phenomenal start against a team that won yesterday in the Royals, where Freed completely shut them down. And all they did was go out and shut down a pretty deep Oriole offense yesterday as the Royals beat them 1-0. But they got Joe Musgrave for the, going against for the Padres. And in 8 games against the Braves, he's got a 4.29 lifetime ERA. And, you know, he's given up 7 home runs. So we got to get after him early. And he doesn't have Josh Donaldson to throw at tonight. So
maybe Atlanta picks up a W tonight. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.